here is my daily routine I use to make sure my anxiety symptoms never come back. I used to struggle with panic attacks, depersonalization, physical symptoms, intrusive thoughts, and it all went away because of this daily routine. I wake up in the morning and I meditate for an hour and a half. I have my breakfast. I make sure it's low carb. Then I follow it with a gratitude journal. Following that, I do yoga for 45 minutes. I make sure all my phones are turned off. And in fact, they're in separate rooms because I'm afraid the 5G towers are gonna affect my balance and affect my nervous system. I'm just kidding. I wanted to talk about daily routines, how that works when it comes to anxiety recovery. When I was going through the anxiety recovery journey, I was neurotic about my routine. I had to make sure I was sleeping at the same time every day. I had to make sure everything was perfect. It was the right temperature. I had to make sure that I was eating the right food. I wouldn't leave my house. Because anytime I had anxiety symptoms, I thought, oh, maybe something happened. And I couldn't sleep. And so I just became so hyper-focused on sleeping and making sure I got 8 hours of sleep. I never got 8 hours. The whole time I was struggling with anxiety, I don't think I got more than 4 hours a night. I would normally wake up with a panic attack. I didn't know why. I didn't know what caused it. And I would just start spiraling from there. I was doing everything and anything I could. And yet, I was still struggling with anxiety symptoms. Now, fast forward that to when I began the recovery journey. When I was well on my way to recovery, I was still experiencing symptoms. Oh my God, my life was completely chaotic. I was sleeping at friends' houses. Sometimes I wouldn't sleep at all. I'd be partying. I'd be studying. I would sleep at friends' bean bags. Sometimes their bed if I was lucky. A lot of times I would sleep on the floor. I would sleep at 4 a.m. Sometimes I would sleep at 12 a.m. I would be sleeping at all these weird times. I didn't really care about daily routines. And yet when I was doing all those things, I was still well on my recovery journey. Better. And even now, my life is chaotic. I work too much, hang out with friends as much as I can. I travel a lot. I don't know where I'm going to be half the time. I do have patterns, but for the most part, if you look at it, you'll see that it's not very much a routine. I can't be one of those guys that you see on the internet that talk about, you know, make sure to do this in the morning, you know, make sure to have a gratitude journal and do this and that and write everything out on a piece of paper and, you know, manifest and visualize. I don't do any of those things. And yet I'm helping people recover, right? And so here's the biggest thing. If you're able to deal with thoughts, if you're able to regulate your emotions, and if you live somewhat sensibly, you can live life amazing. And you don't have to live your life dictated based on anxiety. You know, when I was watching anxiety content, especially when I was thinking about helping people, I would see a lot of these influencers, these anxiety healers, talk about how they had recovered from their symptoms. However, they couldn't have coffee. You can't have coffee, though, because if you have coffee, your anxiety is going to come back. So make sure to avoid caffeine at all costs, okay? You know? And I remember there was this one anxiety healer that talked about how, you know, he fell into the anxiety cycle from smoking weed. And he's like, yeah, I basically recovered, but now, you know, I can't have weed that much. Like, you know, if I do, I have to go very slow because then my anxiety symptoms come back. And I would look at them and I'm like, yo, are you teaching people recovery or are you teaching people coping? And I remember thinking, you know, my dad's from India and we used to go to India a lot when I was a kid. And I remember on these trains, when the trains got too full, people would go on top of them. It's hot outside. The train's moving really fast. And there'd be some people that would pass out on top of the train. Literally, that's the scariest thing. You could literally roll over and fall off the train. And I remember thinking about that. And I was so angry that, like, how can these people that are literally in a life or death situation be able to sleep? And I'm in a comfortable bed with AC and everything's perfect. I got my candles, all that stuff, trying to have a perfect routine. And I can't do it. And I can't even sleep. It makes me so angry. And I just remember that irony. And the truth is that, look, daily routines, they're fine. But do it for yourself. A lot of anxiety healers talk about daily routines as essential for recovery. Or they talk about, you know, how they need their daily routine. And if they don't have their daily routine, then they struggle with mental health issues as well. If you can learn how to deal with thought processes, if you can learn to regulate your emotions, If you can live consciously and if you can live sensibly, it's fine. It doesn't matter. You know, I was, like I said, when I started Bye Bye Panic, the first year, I was sleeping on my parents' couch. For a whole year, I was sleeping on my parents' couch. It wasn't a very comfortable couch. But for a year, I slept, and it was fine. And it was okay, you know? And I was teaching people how to overcome insomnia while sleeping on a couch, right? And, you know, I didn't teach them through make sure you have a comfortable bed and make sure the mattress is this and make sure you have a weighted blanket and all that nonsense. The key is that are you creating a routine to avoid anxiety symptoms? Or are you creating a routine because it's important to you? If you really understand the principles of recovery, you can deal with any sort of chaotic situation just fine. And like I say, I don't like saying these kinds of things because I don't want, you know, anxiety healers to feel like I'm targeting them. So I tend to avoid these things. But the truth is that, you know, once you recover, once you're in a better place, once you understand these things, you can live life fully. And living life fully means that you deal with uncertainty. It means you deal with chaos. And that's okay. You know, it's amazing. You know, traveling is fun. You know, who cares if I'm like going to a different, you know, city and I might not get that much sleep? That's all right. Like, I'll make it up. It's not a big deal. Now, while you're on the journey, you might think, oh, okay, like I should abandon how I feel all the time, right? I should just live life and just push myself to the edge. Don't do that, right? The key is being sensible. I eat healthy. I don't drink. If I don't sleep tonight, I'll sleep tomorrow night. I'll catch up. It's not a big deal. If I'm working really hard and there's deadlines and there's, you know, a lot of things going on and I need to push myself a little bit further, I'll do it. And I feel like I can push myself further because I'm able to respond to anxiety and I learned how to go for long distances with stress. But I also understand I'm not a machine, right? Because that's what made me fall into the cycle. I fell into the cycle because I thought I could just keep going. And so I learned the art of balance. I learned how to push myself and I also learned how to take the foot off the pedal. And, you know, there were times where I would have to work very hard and I had no choice. And I was working so hard for such an extended period of time that, yeah, I was getting some stress symptoms, you know? I was, you know, my eyes started twitching. I started feeling a little bit disconnected. But it never became a problem in itself. I understood I had to do this because, you know, there were things in Bye Bye Panic at the time that were very critical. You know, we were growing a lot. You know, we were helping a lot of people and I had to make sure I was bringing in the right people to help that have the same values that we do, right? And so we were in a huge growth phase and that meant I was working a lot. I was interviewing a lot of people. I was hiring people. I was making mistakes. I hired the wrong people, but it wasn't like, oh, I can't do it because of my mental health. I understood the principles of recovery. And when I was dealing with stress and I was dealing with the symptoms, you know what I did? The same thing I teach in this, you know, in my programs, the same thing I teach in this channel, which is understanding, okay, how do you learn to let things go? How do you learn how to respond to thoughts? How do you respond to emotion? And it's not just me, and it's not just people in the program. You know, one of my buddies, Miguel Batista, he helps people with chronic fatigue. This guy struggled with chronic fatigue. He couldn't leave his bed. Like, he was bedridden, okay? He learned how to desensitize his nervous system. This guy is working at the oddest hours. I'll text him at literally 3:30 in the morning. He'll respond back right away. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm working, right? He works super hard. And that should tell you, like, you know, once he recovered, he didn't recover because of a, you know, daily routine. You know, we're not keeping our anxiety at bay because of a daily routine. We know how to respond to anxiety. And because of that, we're very involved in life. And we're doing things that, honestly, people that probably never struggled with anxiety aren't able to do. And the goal of anxiety recovery is to live life. That's the important thing. It's not to stop living your life. It's not to put guardrails in your life. It's to live life with as much involvement as possible. The prize wasn't just recovery by itself. Once you recover, then the prize is living life. The people I know that have recovered, you know, the people on the channel, the mentors, they live pretty wild lives. You know, Mirka, she's never sleeping, ever. She sleeps less than me. Kaylee, too. She's traveling all over. Jeff, same thing. Shiv, that guy is raising a family while, like, doing all these, like, you know, insane things. People are living their lives. You know, in a weird way, we're even dealing with more stressors than the average person, I would say. We're enjoying life. We're helping people recover. And yeah, our lives are a little chaotic and we deal with a lot of stress and that's okay. But it's not like what's keeping all of this at bay is my daily routine. you know, I hope you guys enjoy me walking and talking to you a little bit, being a little bit more candid, and just discussing the ironies and ridiculousness I see in this anxiety space, because it's wild. You know, there is a sensationalization around routines and all these other things that I think gets amplified by the internet. And it's just recognizing that, look, it's not that complicated. And as long as you can focus on those principles I mentioned, you'll be just fine. And you'll be able to live life fully. And the goal is to live life, right? It's to enjoy life. That's the prize. It's not just overcoming your symptoms, right? The goal is, can you live your life? So, I hope this video helps, and I'll see you in the next one.